Hello, it's August 24th, and that means two things. First off, last Wednesday was our day at the IES pre-conference. I want to thank everyone who showed up to watch, everyone who participated as a panelist, everyone at the IES for letting us do that, our board for backing us on this, the vendors for funding it. It was a great time had by all, and thanks to everyone that could possibly have made that happen. And it's time for the lighting industry news brief, brought to you by Keystone Technologies and their X-Fit outdoor fixtures, redefining the great outdoors with a new line of outdoor fixtures. Three types of wall packs, reduce your SKUs because they are color selectable with built-in photo cells on most models. These are gonna eliminate so much frustration when it comes to mounting accessories, job site work. Easy upgrades, great performance. News! There's an LED panel that uses titanium oxide to fight the virus. They're claiming they can kill 99% of airborne bacteria and viruses with that. Strategies in Light is postponed until June and will be offering online and in-person programming. Six environmental and energy groups are threatening to sue the DOE if they do not review 26 product categories that they should have reviewed by now. Lithonia brackets have been recalled. These are surface mount brackets. They might fail and drop the LED panels on you. NEMA releases standards for roadway and aerial lighting photo controls. These are new requirements for non-locking photo controls. You can get them right now. DOE launches new efficiency challenges. This is the university level jump into STEM, has three new contests. Robert Soler settles the science on circadian. Robert Soler settles science on circadian lighting. I cannot say that three times fast, but this is a nice little article from a researcher at BIOS lining out where all the studies agree right now. Nitride is updating their suit against DigiKey. This is related to UV LED patents. Tunnel to Towers will restore the NYC Tribute and Light. This is a 9/11 memorial that had been canceled by local authorities. We are recapping Energy Focus Fiscal Year Conference Call, reviewing sales, contracts, and patents from the past year over at Get a Grip on Lighting, episode 149, talking about lighting controls in the post-pandemic era with Peter Brown. Epistar sues UC. Epistar claims to have sole licensor status for patents used during the university's IP litigation spree last year. DLC is picking up with their horticultural webinars. These are going to resume on the 26th. Light Directory recaps Legication. If you couldn't make it, maybe because you were at our thing. Amber Solutions secures an AC Direct LED architecture patent. This is for smaller, brighter LEDs. Cree's LED revenues are down 17%. That's from their full-year investor report. LeGrand accepts 6 of 50 of the 50 Best of the Best awards. UV disinfection advice from the consulting specifying engineer is now available to read. Energy Focus will present at the LD500. This is a virtual event set for September. Architectural billings stalled in July. No progress since the previous month. Samsung has launched a human-centric line. These are new LED packages claiming to relegate your melatonin. Vishal Kaul's take on COVID's impact on LED. These are measuring gains in residential human-centric and commercial UV disinfection. Everlight announces Q2 profits. This is their highest income for one quarter in the past 3 years. LSI posts a revenue decline. These are 12% compared to last year. What is LED's new normal, according to Jared Davidson at Seoul Semiconductor? This is a nice little video from him. New legal trouble for Force Partners. The Chicago agency is under fire for using a copyrighted photo on their website without license. Machine Vision Direct partners with Smart Vision. This is an e-commerce company and an industrial vision LED expert. Schaedler Yesco acquires two of Rexel USA's locations. Q&A on codes and lighting design from Barrett Newell and Michael Chow, clearing up how guidelines can change your design. We got a lot of market value predictions, so I'm just going to knock these out fairly fast. Light control switches, they're going to grow by 6.8% by 2025. Luminaires, the value will reach $74 billion by 2026. Architectural LED to reach $9 billion by 2027. LED panels to reach $37 million by 2025. IR LED, $1 billion by 2026. IoT sensors, 42% growth by 2024. Ambient lighting, $88.3 billion by 2025. And Home Depot and Lowe's had a really good earnings last quarter. A lot of home improvement projects while you were stuck at home. Calls for caution using UVC in hospitality spaces. This is the UL addressing hotel and restaurant managers directly. Schneider Electric donates $150,000 to Foxborough Town Common for new lighting and controls. Chicago's three quarters done with their LED streetlight switch. Should be done by 2021. Lighting's role in urban tourism. This is a nice little read from Icy Delay Oz Kipper. Georgia Power offers summer rebates program for LED lighting and programmable thermostats is in its fifth year. Lawrence, South Carolina, switching out 264 street lamps for LED. Burlington, Vermont has a little more than $500,000 in CARES Act money to throw around. They're spending it on efficiency grants. Efficiency grants. City of Las Vegas named LEED Gold Community. Part of that is 42,000 LED streetlights. Lightovation names showrooms of the year. These six awards were presented virtually. Clean Energy is the leading job creator in Pennsylvania. That's 9% job growth between 2017 and 2019. Real LED launches a charity web store. This is a LED retailer that will be donating 19% of its web sales to St. Jude's Children's Hospital. LEDLightingExpert.com named Inc. Magazine's fastest growing list. This is a San Diego company. Came in 531st out of a 5,000 company list. Lighting designer Ann Kushner is interviewed in Inside Lighting's 5 Questions series. Z-Wave Alliance finishes their registration and incorporation as a nonprofit. Alan Tula names his top 11 bollards. The UK is going to start issuing competence cards for lighting professionals so that you can go on construction sites for surveys, aiming, commissioning without having to be an actual electrician. That's nice. Case study, indoor rose farmer opts for HPS for heat and LED for light. This is at Marjoland Farms. Architectural Lighting discontinues its newsletter, last one published July 28th. 4 benefits of solar lighting for parking lots. This is from latest solar news. The NIST has created a microscopic LED. It's only 5 micrometers thick, which might break down some long-standing efficiency problems, and you can use it to power lasers. A new material exists called a small molecule ionic isolation lattice. It is the brightest fluorescent material ever discovered. Better heat management in perovskite LEDs from Princeton means that you can create brighter LEDs than before. U Saskatchewan creates a green quantum dot. This is a first. It's also, not only does it emit green, but it does emit some blue. Pyro Farms launches a bioluminescent light source. These are plankton-based lighting. Wireless electricity transmission has been achieved. This is in New Zealand. It's a startup company called Emrod. This was patented by Tesla 120 years ago. How do 3D lamps work? Sin Maduro will explain it to you. Miami plays host to the world's largest flag made out of LEDs. And this week, it's reminding you to vote. Tokorozawa installs LED manhole covers. This is a city in Saitama. They have 27 solar-powered decorative manhole covers. And because it's Japan, it is cute anime girls and giant robots on all of them. And a nice little how-to is a light box with a hidden switch so that when you turn it upside down, it turns on. It's pretty neat. Notes on hirings, departures, promotions. Dennis O'Keefe is retiring from Stanco. Nordian is appointing Dr. Dieter Brecken as CFO for Global Ops. Charles Seelander joins Empire Lighting. Panasonic Lighting promotes Ty Anderson to president. Nora appoints Ed Steen as Southern Regional Commercial Sales Manager. Baron Lighting names Tony Campbell to Director of Life Safety Products. And Healthy adds Tom Borger as CCO, Monica J. Washington Rothbaum as General Counsel, David Mexstroth as CMO, Dr. Wes Naylor as Head of Government in Vertical and Business Development, and Carlos Rodriguez as Head of Manufacturing and Quality. That has been the Lighting Industry News Brief. I have been Scott Wachter. This has been a great day. Thank you to Nailed. Thanks to our sponsor at Keystone. Check the link in the description. Have a great week.